Fifth grader Sam Ingraham Wilhelm says that on hot days, the second floor of his brick elementary school feels like an oven.
As soon as you come in from recess, you usually drink like half your water bottle. And then if there's a fan near you, you usually stand in front of it trying to cool off.
Sam goes to Pelham Elementary School. His little brother Jack, also not a fan of the heat.
Like, my brain feels like, oh, I don't want to learn. I just want to stop learning right now and cool off. Give me ice cream so I can get to brain freeze.
With climate change, kids like Jack and their teachers are going to experience more of these hot, humid days and longer heat waves. And this could become a problem because most schools in New Hampshire don't have full AC. For little kids especially, severe heat can be harmful. But Jessica Van Vranken, the principal at Pelham, says the challenge isn't just physical, it's academic too.
We're still educating them. And when you're 80 degrees out on your body or in the room and you're trying to learn, that's a tough, tough situation.
Teachers here have come up with creative solutions. Fans, shades, turning off the lights, giving kids bottled water, and yes, sometimes even ice cream. But some of those were prohibited during COVID restrictions. Pelham Elementary School does have AC in a few communal rooms, but for years, teachers have asked about expanding it to classrooms. They were told it's too expensive. But then came the pandemic, and the federal government passed massive COVID relief aid. So now millions of dollars are flowing into schools. This summer, a number of New Hampshire school districts, including Pelham, are using some of the relief aid to add dehumidifiers and AC to their buildings.
I think we're going to go. I think you might be able to see some of the work in here. So this is
Pelham Superintendent Chip McGee gives us a tour of this new system. He points to two large metal units about 10 feet high sitting on the school's roof.
One of the things that challenges we ran into is they're pretty heavy. And so we needed to do some structural work in order to make sure that the roof could hold it.
The AC system is intricate. To install it, the contractor ripped open much of the ceiling. It was a mess. And it was expensive, $900,000 just for the second floor, which is about the size of a football field, and the cafeteria.
It's really hard to retrofit, really expensive, hard to even consider asking voters to pay for it.
McGee says there's no way they could have done this without the extra cash from the federal government. And this building, it's about 20 years old, young by New Hampshire standards, and easier to retrofit than many other schools. Climate change scientists say New Hampshire is going to keep getting hotter. It's just a question of how much. In a scenario where we continue to rely on fossil fuels, New Hampshire could see 50 to 60 days above 90 degrees each year by the end of this century. With warmer springs and falls, kids are likely to be in school on some of these hot days. All of this has prompted McGee to rethink air conditioning.
When I first got here, I didn't think we should entertain air conditioning for what ended up being, you know, 2 or 3 days on either side of the calendar. And I've changed my opinion about that in the 20 years I've been in education in New Hampshire.
Pelham's electricity bills are going to be higher when the AC is on. McGee hopes this might motivate the district to install solar panels. He says it's like many climate change investments, a big expense up front, but worth it in the long run. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sarah Gibson.